As you saw in the email, earlier this week, I decided I want to talk about jelly donuts, sufganiyot, because we're approaching Hanukkah in Halakha, and I didn't think much about it. And then, as I was putting the shiur together, somebody sent me a picture of a recently published sefer by Reuven Schwartz. Correct?
Correct.
Yes. And the title of the sefer is Emek HaSufganim. It's 400 pages. And I don't think I've ever had the pleasure before of giving a shiur in front of the father of the author of the Sefer, but it just happened to work out this time. And so I don't know what saying this says in the Sefer. I don't know if I'm disagreeing, arguing, or anything like that. But the main issue is going to be, obviously, the topic of the bracha and the discussion. Saying, yeah.
That something actually spent 400 pages writing this. Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about the issue. I noticed that from the cover. But we're going to present the topics here, and let's first begin with the source of the minhag. There is a letter that we have. We have a ksav yad. The Yemenites have a ksav yad of a letter by Rabbeinu Maimon, the father of the Rambam, which was kept and passed down for almost 900 years. And it was published about 60, 70 years ago in a Torah journal by the owner of this manuscript, Rabbi Tolidano. And it was published in the Torah journal Sridu Palit on page Ches. And he writes as follows. And he's quoting, this is from a translation from the Arabic of Rabbeinu Maimon into the Hebrew. Ein lahakel b'shum minhag, you should not be lenient in any custom, v'afilu minhag kal, even a slight minhag, v'yischayev kol nachon, lo asos mishta v'simcho meichel lefarsem hanes. You should make sure that you celebrate and have proper celebratory actions in order to observe the miracle of Hanukkah. She'asa Hashem Yisbarach Yimanu that Hashem did with us, v'osam hayavim in those days. U'pashad ha-minhag. And the minhag has spread, la'asos sufganim baravi alsping, whatever the Arabic is, v'heim hatzfachiyot bedvash, they're covered in honey, and he goes on to talk about them, and he goes on to defend this Jewish custom, going back more than 900 years, to have some sort of fried sweet dough in oil in order to celebrate the miracle that occurred through the oil. So the earliest source we have of having donuts is from the father of the Rambam, to have something fried in oil corresponding to the oil and the miracle which occurred so long ago. That is the earliest source.
Not Allah made that be donuts, but actually in the international Jewish post shows that fried, similar to chalmers around the world, is even fried oil dishes of Jewish communities around the world. Just,
yeah.
There's one thing everyone...
Well, the way he's describing it, it seems to be some sort of mezonos-like topic.
The mezonos type thing.
Correct. So that's the oldest source we have. In more recent times, the discussion of the minhag was updated by Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. They have a ksav yad again. Not earlier ksav yad, but ksav yad from Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. And this is recorded in the Halicha Shlomo in the Perek on Chanukah. Rosh Shlomo Zalman said that if you notice in Al HaMechia versus benching, Al HaMechia is essentially a shortened version of benching, there is one idea that we have in Al HaMechia that we don't have in benching. And that is V'al Mizbechecha. We reference the Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash, which we find no reference in benching. And regardless of the reason why, we do mention it, not important for right now, but Rosh Shlomo Zalman says the minhag he feels comes from the idea that we eat things that are mezonos. Not necessarily jelly donuts or specifically donuts, but the idea is that we have something that is mezonos over Hanukkah to force us to say Al HaMechia, so we'll have to reference the Mizbeach. Why the Mizbeach? Because, as we know from the Mishnah, that the Yevanim came and they were metame, they ruined the Mizbeach, and they made the stones tame, and the stones had to be put in, Geniza, they had to be filed away because they were tamei and you couldn't do anything with them. So because the Yevanim desecrated the Mizbeach, we therefore invoke the bracha of Al HaMechia as often as we can to make sure we reference and bench the Al Mizbechecha, the Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash, that it should return in its proper time. So those are the two explanations we have. One explanation ancient, one explanation new, to the idea of having donuts or jelly donuts, sufganiyot, on Hanukkah. Let's get down to the main topic, and that is the bracha. what is the status of a thick dough? We're not talking about a batter. A thick dough that doesn't pour easily. We all know the difference, right? Pancake batter versus, you know, a bread dough. That is fried. What do we treat such a food in halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Brachos in Kuf Samaches and Sif Yud Gimel. And he brings two opinions of Machlokas Rishonim. Most Rishonim say that the bracha is mezonos and al hamichya on a fried dough. You take a dough you're making for a bread, and you throw it in a deep fryer, that item becomes mezonos. Even if it looks like bread, and even if you're koveya suda, you're going to have 10 pounds of this stuff, still, the Mishnah Berurah explains that hamotzi means it's baked with dry heat. By definition, something is hamotzi when it's baked with dry heat, no water, or no boiling, or no frying. That's according to most Rishonim. However, there's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that the above product that we just described, you take a dough, you slice it up, you throw it in the deep fryer. If it has toar lechem, it has the image of something that is bready. It's hard to define exactly what toar lechem is, but it looks like some sort of bread-like, cake-like item. So that is hamotzi, and it's the bracha achron is birchas hamazon. This is because, and this is Rabbeinu Tam's rule, belila ava, a thick dough, not a batter, that looks like bread is hamotzi, regardless of how it got to the table. I don't care if it was baked, fried, in the sun, I don't care how you got it there, but if you have a thick dough, and it's now been cooked in some form, it is hamotzi, hamotzi, hamotzi.
Bagels?
What?
A bagel.
Well, a bagel is first boiled, right, and, but then it's going to be baked. So,
how about the babka? I make my babka dry.
Yeah.
I don't make it in a batter.
That's a different issue regarding mezonos as to the other ingredients. It's sweet, things like that. Okay. Now, how do we pass on this machlokas we showed him? So the Shulchan Aruch concludes, Yirei Shemaim Yatzidei Shnehem. You should be machmer for both opinions. And you should have, always, some real bread before eating any fried dough. To be machmer, because you don't know what the bracha should be, so have it within a suda. Wash on a piece of bread, and then have a donut. That's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch for Yirei Shemaim. However, if it doesn't have toar lechem at all, if you have a type of mezonos that is boiled and does not look like bread in any form, then everyone agrees that it's mezonos, and you can have as much of it as you want. What's the prime example? Pasta. You can have as many noodles are made by boiling them. They are first dried, they're not cooked, they're dried and they're put in hot water. The process is through hot water. So noodles also do not have toar lechem. They don't have the image of something that is bread, like it's not crummy, it doesn't have the same image of something that's bread or cake. So it happens to be, according to many opinions, that is the origin of Yerushalmi kugel. Yerushalmi kugel comes from the idea that you could have something and have a mezonos after Kiddush on Shabbos and eat as much of it as you want and never have to be koveya suda. So in Yerushalayim, they would have Yerushalmi kugel. It had this fleishig taste that filled you up from the spices and all the pepper. You could eat a pound of it and never have to bench, but it was good enough to make Kiddush and have a mezonos along with it. And that, according to many opinions, is the origin of Yerushalmi kugel and its connection to Shabbos food. The Ramah comes and says as follows, that the minhag is to be lenient like the first opinion and to recite mezonos and an alamichya on any fried or boiled dough. That's the sheet of the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Maggid of Rama and the Vilna Gaon understand that we only make alamichya if we are not koveya suda on such an item. Because as long as you're not satiated, then benching is midarabbanan, because the Torah says ve'achalta v'savatu ve'rachta. It's only midaraisa if you're going to first fill yourself up, and then the Torah says you have to bench. But if I'm not koveya suda, I have one jelly donut, and it doesn't fill me up. So everybody agrees that's only a derabbanan. However, if you're koveya suda, if I have three jelly donuts, and that's my lunch or my dinner, again, we won't have to question life choices that got them to that place, that they're having three jelly donuts for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and how they're doing in the rest of their life. But nevertheless, if a person is koveya suda in that regard, then according to these opinions, then it's a suffix d'oraisa, and you'd have to bench.
So koveya suda equals surveyor?
Yeah. That's the point. You're koveya suda, therefore it would mean that you are soveya.
So therefore,
they go hand in hand.
I'm not satiated, it's still soveya.
Yeah. So according to the Vilna Gaon and the Maggid of Rama, if you had a lot of jelly donuts, you'd have to bench afterwards. If you have one, then they, in line with the Rama, would say that you don't have to bench afterwards. The above is only if your intent, when kneading the dough, was to bake it. However, if it was kneaded, if my intention, according to the Mishnah Berurah as well, if I am kneading this dough, and my intention is, my kavanah is, that this dough is going to be boiled or fried, then according to the Mishnah Berurah, even if you eat it kedei sviya, you have enough of it as a meal, still you would not have to bench afterwards. Because it, my das, my intention, when I'm kneading this dough, establishes whether it will be hamotzi or whether it will be al hamichya. Because I'm establishing whether this is a dough that is more of a al-hamichya dough or a benching dough. That's point number two in the Mishnah Berurah. And there's a comment about this as well from Rechaim Knievsky in the Shana Halachos in the name of the Chazon Ish, but we're not going to get into that at this moment. Now, almost all donuts are made from a thick dough that is sweetened and deep fried. We just spent the last 10 minutes describing what a donut is. It's a dough that has a little bit of sweetness to it, not a lot. Most of the sweetness of the jelly donut comes from the filling or the sugar that goes on top. But by itself, the dough is no different than probably a standard sweet challah dough. It's not a terribly sweet dough on its own with a lot of sugar. Therefore, the bracha is certainly mezonos. And that would be the case even if you ate it kedei sviya. Now, what about the Shulchan Aruch's Yirei Shemayim should be machmer? Why is it that we don't find people being machmer for this opinion of the Shulchan Aruch? People always like a good chumrah. So why is it we don't find people being machmer to wash before jelly donuts? And why is the minhag not like the second opinion? So we're going to suggest four reasons as to why, in this particular case, jelly donuts are unique in the way they're constructed and made, as to why we are not machmer to make sure we have it with bread beforehand. The first is a comment in the Pnei Shulchan, which cites the Be'er Halacha here in Kuf Samaches, who brings a comment of the Taz. The Taz understands that deep frying something turns it into pas haba b'kisnim. Before, the dough, if I put it in the oven, would be hamotzi, but if I put it in the deep fryer, it becomes essentially pas haba b'kisnim, like a cake, a cookie, something like that. And it's adding a lot of oil to the dough. The dough absorbs huge amounts of oil and during the kneading, during this process, and therefore, even the machmir opinion in the Shulchan Aruch would say that you make a mezonos on donuts. Because if I'm putting it in water, so then, okay, it's not changing the status of the dough, it's not enriching the dough any differently. But if I take the dough and I put it in a deep fryer, it's absorbing huge amounts of oil, and that huge amount of oil is changing the nature of the dough, and now it becomes mezonos. And the Mishnah Berurah says that a small amount of oil in the pan to prevent burning is no different than baking. But if it's this large amount where the dough is sucking in all this oil, then even the Shulchan Aruch should agree that this dough should become a mezonos and not a hamotzi. That's reason number one. Two, the Sefer Vezos HaBracha, Rabbi Alexander Mandelbaum, who is considered Rosh HaMedabrim, one of the greatest experts in Hilchos Brachos nowadays, so he says that the donut has a lot of sugar in the dough, and it's filled with jelly, and therefore, it is pasaba b'kisnin, and the bracha should be mezonos. If you're not Kovei Asuda. So again, there's sugar in the dough, and it's filled with jelly. If you are Kovei Asuda on the donut, then Rabbi Mandelbaum says, a Yirei Shemayim should make sure that they're going to have bread beforehand. But the minhag is still to be lenient. I have a problem with Rabbi Mandelbaum's point, though. Because the Rama writes in Kuf Samaches that for the bracha to become mezonos, there must be a lot of sugar. You know all of this because of the famous difference between Ashkenazim and Sephardim when it comes to challah. If you ever ate dinner on Friday night or Shabbos lunch with somebody who's Sephardi, you'll know that they will often either bring their own bread or they'll have you buy something special. Why? Because the Mechaber and the Rama argue regarding how much sugar do you need in something to move it from hamotzi to mezonos. Sfardim need very, very little. Therefore, our Ashkenazi sweet challahs that have a bit of sweetness to it in the dough, for Sfardim, could very well be mezonos. And therefore, Sfardim generally have water challahs for their hamotzi on Shabbos. However, for us Ashkenazim, we have a very high tolerance for sugar. And we need more than just a little sugar in the dough. We need a lot. And that's point number one. I don't think that our jelly donuts, the way the batters are made, have that much sugar in them. More than a regular sweet challah that we would make hamotzi on. So I don't think that's enough to move it out of the mezonos, out of the hamotzi category into mezonos. The second point Rabbi Mandelbaum says is that it's filled with jelly. But tell me, you've all seen a jelly donut before. Do you put the jelly in the donut while you're frying the donut? No. You fry the dough and then you insert the jelly into the dough. If I take a piece of bread and then I smear it with a chocolate spread, does that become mezonos now because it's sweet? Of course not. It's hamotzi, and I put something sweet on top of bread. That doesn't change the status of the bread. I'm adding something else to it. So if I take a dough, and then I throw it in hot oil, and it comes out, now I essentially have as a fried piece of bread. And I inject it with jelly now, so I've not sweetened the dough. I'm adding a secondary aspect after the cooking process is done. And therefore, that should not change the status of the bracha at the end of the day. Okay, again, there's what's a question about his proof. Another point is that the stiplers, quoting the Orchas Rabbeinu and Chelek Aleph, quoting the Chazon Ish, who felt that in order to make something mazonos, there needs to be enough sugar that adds sweetness so that people eat the item as a snack or dessert. Therefore, one might argue, based on this Chazon Ish, because people look at a jelly donut and often think, snack, this is a dessert item, so maybe that kavanah in the way it's prepared with the sugar on top and the jelly in the middle turns it from perhaps a potential hamotzi into a mezonos. Point number three. There's a wild chiddush from Rav Ben Sion Abba Shaul in the Or LeZion in Chelek Beis and Perek Yud Beis. He says that the Shulchan Aruch retracted his opinion. The Shulchan Aruch retracted his opinion when he said that a Yirei Shemayim should be machmer to have donuts inside of a Suda. The Shulchan Aruch took that back. Where do we see a retraction in the Shulchan Aruch? So he says, if you look at Hilchos Chal in Yoredei in Simin Shin Chav Tes, that dough made with the intent to boil or fry is not chayev in challah. And he doesn't qualify that a Yirei Shemayim should, you know, make the donut dough with something else to cover your bases to make a brach and separate challah. The Shulchan Aruch says clearly that something like a donut or something that's boiled does not need challah. Therefore, it must mean it's not pas, it's not bread. It must be something else. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch understands that the brach on donuts is mezonos, right? The Shulchan Aruch wrote Or HaChaim first, and then Yoredei afterwards. So it must be he changes mind later on. It can't be. If you look in the Halacha Brura, Halacha Brura is the Sefer by Rav Yitzchak Yosef. No, I'm confusing the sons. One of the sons wrote the Yalka Yosef, one son wrote the Halacha Brura. I forgot which son wrote which. But the Halacha Brura, from one of Rav Yosef's sons, on this Siman and Shulchan Aruch, he says the Shulchan Aruch did not retract his opinion at all. And if you... The Shulchan Aruch writes his opinion about challah in three different places in Yoredei. The Shulchan Aruch wrote Yoredei a year after he wrote Or HaChaim. It does not make sense that within a year, and then he waited 10 years to print the whole thing, that in all of that time he never went back and corrected his opinion in Hilchos Brachos. That he had a whole fancy thing by challah that really it's a mezonos, but by Hilchos Brachos he forgot and he left it alone. So they reject Rabbi Zion Abba Shaul's Chiddush, that he retracts his opinion, and that third proof is knocked out. The last point is a comment of the Levush. The Levush writes here in Kuf Samaches that Pasababakissin, something that is mezonos, is a type of bread that has undergone a fundamental change in its preparation. This change makes it into a snack and not lechem gomer, not bread. Therefore, one could argue that a sufganiya, a donut, is a snack and never a replacement for bread. It's undergone a major change. By dunking it in oil, you've changed the whole being of what it's supposed to be, and now, therefore, according to Levush, it should be mezonos. So we've given four reasons as to why even somebody who wants to be very, very frum, like the Ish Machmirim, in the Shulchan Aruch, does not need to be, because even the Shulchan Aruch would agree, theoretically, that a donut that is fried and covered with sugar and injected with jelly should still be a mezonos at the end of the day. Let's read now to the last point about the bracha, and that is, in our health-conscious society, people do not like fried things so much anymore. I mean, many people do like fried things, but many people don't like fried things. And that leads to the advent of the baked sufganiya, whatever such an item is. But one would make a dough, and then bake it, and then do the same thing. You can buy things nowadays like air fryers, which mimic in some way the action of a fryer. You put a little bit of oil in the pan, and it moves the oil around, and it air fries the food. But still, it's essentially just baking it. So what do we do about this product? The people are nervous about their calorie intake, cholesterol, sugar, preservatives, saturated fat, trans fats, whatever it's going to be. So what are they going to do now about this donut that they plop now in front of your healthier Hanukkah Suda, and they offer you a baked donut at the end of the day? So I saw there's a sefer, there's a Tshuvas Avovam by Rav Elkanah Yisrael. So in Chelek Dalid, in Siman Aleph, so he notes that in large food stores and chains, when they get in the baked donuts, they are all essentially pre-made and ready to sell, pre-made and frozen. And the donuts sold in the department stores are lightly fried in the factory and not ready to be eaten yet. And in the store, they're baked in the oven and they're not really fried at all. So you can buy into, walk into stores and buy such items as well. Happens to be, since we're talking about Sfarim that are dedicated to one topic. So this Rav Elkanah Yisrael, he wrote 400 pages. He wrote 400 pages on a sefer about the bracha on bamba and the bracha on hearts of palm. So there's a haskama in the introduction from Rav Meir Mazuz, who's one of the great Sephardi Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Meir Mazuz says that he had never seen anything like this before, and he says that he says it's remarkable. It's hard to tell the tone of what he's writing in his pen, but he says it's remarkable that we have a sefer of 400 pages on the bracha on bamba, but I can't find a single tshuva in all the history of Klal Yisrael being matar and aguna that's more than 100 pages. But he finds it's fascinating how we can come to this place in Jewish history. So it would be clear based on what we said so far that a baked donut should be hamotzi. And you need to be able to tell the difference, because somebody puts it down in front of you, you could be looking at something that is in fact a motzi and you think it's mazonos, because essentially it is a baked piece of dough that you put powdered sugar on top of and stuck jelly inside of. It's a jelly sandwich with sugar on top. That's essentially what a baked jelly donut is. You can tell the difference, by the way. The difference, clear difference is that when you fry a donut, there's a white line going around the middle from the oil being on one side and the oil being on the other side. A baked donut will be completely brown all the way around because it's evenly cooked. So it's easy to tell if you're paying close attention. In the Sefer Hilchos Yom B'Yom and Hilchos Brachos, Rabbi Karp says that even if there's some sugar in filling with the baked donuts, it should only be eaten with bread in a suda, because the small amount of sugar in filling doesn't change the bracha according to the Rama, especially since the filling is added after the baking, and none of the above reasons to say mazonos on the fried donut would apply in this case. So that is the bracha at the end of the day. We're pretty clear. Regular jelly donuts are mazonos, even according to the Ish Machmirim. And oven-baked donuts should be hamotzi, or at least eaten within a suda, if you're going to be extra careful about it. Let's talk about four other areas that come in halacha that I know of that may or may not relate to a donut. The second area is dairy sufganiyot, or dairy donuts. There's a sefer Madani Asher that's a popular sefer in Lamdas on Halach and Eretz Yisrael. He has Hilchos Brachos, Basar B'Chalav, things like that. So he writes in Hilchos Basar B'Chalav and Siman Ayin Dalet, we know that there's a prohibition to make and sell dairy bread. We spoke about that a couple weeks ago on Shabbos. You can't make dairy bread lest you come to have a slice of salami on your dairy bread, because normally we assume bread is eaten with something fleishig, and we always assume the two are parv and the fleishig together. And there's a din in Shulchan Aruch, we don't make dairy bread, unless the dairy bread has something that is clearly identifying as something dairy. There's a marker on it. So, for example, nowadays, Thomas's English muffins are the classic example of what we know to be dairy bread. And it has a special form that identifies it as unique and not something that is parv. So he raises the question about perhaps maybe stam sufganiyot should have a cheskas parv. When you look at a jelly donut, do you assume that it's milchig? So he doesn't think it's necessarily the case. He thinks that if you ask most people on the street and you look at a jelly donut, you assume that it's parv. You have it by the Chanukah Suda, they're having fleishigs together. And he finds it strange that we don't mark or make a bigger comment or make a bigger scene about having dairy donuts versus parv donuts, because it's very easy to go out, buy a box of donuts, bring it to your Hanukkah party, everyone's having fleishigs, and then sit down and have a possibly dairy donut afterwards at the end of the day. That's his safek. I saw in the Sefer Hilchos Basar B'Chalav by Rav Zev Hofstetter, so he writes in Perek Adal that he doesn't feel the need to be machmer in this regard. Ask, when you see a donut over Hanukkah, ask if it's dairy, ask if it's parv. Maybe they have fleishig donuts nowadays? I don't know. I know we like to shove meat in types of all types of different things. But whatever it is, Just ask what it is. That's suffix number two. The next issue is one of Bishul Akam. Does Bishul Akam apply to a jelly donut? So Ravagio is safe in the Chavadas and Chelekei and Simon Nun Gimel. And again, the Halichas Olam, Chelek Zan, Halichas Olam is his parish on the Ben Ishchai. We know Ravad Yosef started giving shirim on the Ben Ishchai. He would argue on the Ben Ishchai because the Ben Ishchai didn't go like the Shulchan Aruch, and they attacked him for going against, you know, the Ben Ishchai, this great Rav. So he had to wrote like 8 volumes on the Ben Ishchai, talking about how much he loves the Ben Ishchai, but also why he thinks he's wrong in some places. So in volume 7, in Halichos Olam, he discusses this as well, and he says the above machlokas about the brach on Sufganiyot could impact whether they are subject to Pas Akum and Bishul Akum. The Halichos Chanoch says that if they are not pas, and they are not considered bread-like, we would therefore be subject to the chumrah of Bishul Akum. Donuts are not ola al shulchan malachim, I would think. Maybe I'm wrong. I know that you can go to one of the fancy steakhouses here and buy very expensive donuts for desserts, but maybe donuts are not ola al shulchan malachim. And if you say they're not ola al shulchan malachim, they're not served before a king. And therefore, if that's the case, we don't have to be careful about it, because only food that is worthy for a prominent suda is subject to Bishul Akum. And therefore, he thinks that it would be mutter. The Yechav Adas says, and this is also in the Sefer HaKashrus, that donuts made by Goyim can be eaten, and it's not Bishul Akum, because it's a Safek Derabanan. We're not sure how to treat it. Bishul Akum and Pas Akum is a Derabanan. So you don't have to assume that if somebody makes a jelly donut for you, you have to treat it like Bishul Akum. You can assume it's Pas Akum, and that would mean, like during a Tshuva, you wouldn't have jelly donuts made in a by a non-Jew at the end of the day. That's number 3. Number 4, hafrashas challah. Do you have to be mafresh challah? So we touched upon this before. The machlokes we showed him regarding boiled or fried dough requires hafrashas challah. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchas Challah that if one kneads dough with the intent of boiling it, it's patur from challah. And the Shach recommends that because of this is a machlokas, one should separate challah without a bracha. And the Aruch HaShulchan says there's no need to be machmer. If you want to separate challah with a bracha, there's a way out could be done. Just take, if you're making a lot of dough for jelly donuts, so what you can do is take a small piece of dough and then bake it. And that could be as if that's what you're baking on, and you should be mafresh challah from the rest. And that can take care of your donuts. But at the end of the day, halacha l'maisa, one would be mafresh challah without a bracha when it comes to making jelly donuts in large quantities. The last point that I know of, perhaps there's more, is can you warm up a jelly donut on Shabbos on the blech? Because inside is something that is perhaps liquidy and runny. And for Ashkenazim, we do not heat up liquidy things on Shabbos on the blech. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach and Rav Vosner, both in the Sefer Maor HaShabbos and Chelek Beis, say that it's mutter to warm sufganiyah on Shabbos on the fire, because it's ein derech bishul bekach. It's not normal to cook jelly donuts on the fire, except for, and even those who make baked jelly donuts don't cook them on a stove, they put them in an oven. There's never a problem of warming something up on Shabbos as long as you have a blech and it's the fire is covered. If it's ein derech bishul bekach, it's not a normal way to cook jelly donuts, and there's no bishul achar afiyah as well. There's no prohibition to cook something, to bake something after it's been cooked and the jelly donuts were fried. And therefore, for these two reasons, if you have a jelly donut in the fridge and you want to warm it up this coming Shabbos Hanukkah, you can take it out of the fridge, put it on the blech, and warm it up over there, and it would not be a problem. So we covered 4 or 5 different areas of sufganiyot in halacha, and the bracha of Shlomo Zalman should be mekoyim, and we should be able to have jelly donuts by the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash. Amen. We'll stop here.